earlier this week, the sound of a motorcycle backfiring sent thousands of New Yorkers running. The next day, the offices of USA Today and Tyson's were evacuated after reports of a man with a weapon turned out to be unsubstantiated. But in the aftermath of mass shootings, folks are anxious. And joining us live to talk more about this and how we can process these fears, Dr. Heather Littleton is a psychology professor at East Carolina University. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, following on the heels of El Paso and Dayton, we have anxieties running very high across the country. I would imagine this is an appropriate and typical response.
Right. So, when we think about things, some of these traumas, like these mass shootings, is they're communal events. So, they don't just affect the direct victims, but the whole community. And given the nature of these shootings and them happening in places where, you know, people tend to go during their everyday life and in situations that it feels like the whole community is the whole country feeling affected by the trauma.
There are all these conversations now about whether you should run or hide or what to do in the event of a mass shooting. Should we even be having those conversations given that mass shootings are still relatively rare? I mean, do those just promote fear or are they reasonable conversations to have with, especially with kids?
Right. I think you really have to find a careful balance, especially when you're talking about children. You know, so are you giving them information that's going to help them in the unlikely event that something like this is going to occur? Or are you just heightening their fear and this perception that this is going to happen or it's likely to happen? So you have to really think about the child's developmental level and what's an appropriate way to discuss this. So instead of talking about a shooting, saying if something bad were to happen, this is what we do. We would go into this particular room and we would stay there until they tell us it's safe to come out again, for example.
Of course,
it's the same with adults.
Yeah. I was going to say, of course, it's the same. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead. Because I want to know, you know, in addition to kids, adults in general are feeling this fear and this anxiety.
With adults, yeah, right, that you have to, it's the same thing. While these events are tragic and terrible and horrifying that they're happening, you have to balance that with the perspective of, you know, the likelihood of it happening to you is extremely rare. And are you making decisions to be prepared, or are you in the unlikely event that something like happens, or are you making decisions that are causing you to miss out on lives and on your life and to live in fear and to not do the things that you want to do in your life? It's finding that balance.
It would seem that this is an especially hard time, especially for people who already are prone to anxiety and depression. Is there any special advice for those folks?
Right. And certainly in our work, on the Virginia Tech shooting, we found that people who had anxiety and depression before the shooting had a harder time adjusting. So just to know that they need to, you know, rely on their support system. So if you had seen a therapist in the past, maybe it's time to consider making an appointment. Maybe it's time to reach out for social support to say that, you know, I'm having a really hard time. Can you spend some time with me, or, can you help me engage in my healthy coping that I found before when I had these problems?
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Heather Littleton, psychology professor at East Carolina University.